This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
18 minutes from now, Brian Hoyer. Our second installment. Is it number two on our way
already
to the NFL draft? He's sticking around.
It feels like it only started last week, and here we are.
Oh, we had so much social media reaction. Hoyer read absolutely none of it. So then I texted it to him, and he said, I'm not reading this. And then I FaceTimed him.
Right.
FaceTimed him. I said, here you go. Here's the actual reaction. Here it is. You cannot run away from it any longer. People did not like some of his thoughts on a quarterback, but I think that's universal. I think no matter who is giving quarterback thoughts right now, I think people are shooting him down left and right. There is the farthest away from any kind of consensus right now when it comes to that. We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. Plus, at the combine, you're starting to hear a lot of league issues. One of them is the tush push. You saw it on display in the Super Bowl, and I thought to myself when I saw that in the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game was the one that really, really became controversial. Because
Washington just kept diving in and trying to blow it up.
The official said they were just going to give him a touchdown. I said, you know what? That might be the beginning of the end. That moment in time. Because that wasn't good on the eyes.
Right.
People were confused.
But can you blame the Commanders? I mean, they're a yard away.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to be 6 inches away.
They can't move the ball any further. Yeah.
The best thing that can happen is now it's third and two or second and two now, and maybe now you've got some space.
Maybe force a fumble.
Right.
Maybe something happens. Anyway, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer because I love somebody's perspective who played the game and also was with Tom Brady. Who was better at Tom Brady than the 1 yard, the fourth and one? And they didn't need a push. So we will tackle that on. Anthony Lima and Daryl Ryder is in for Ken Carmen. Saw this yesterday. And my first instinct was, well, things aren't really going for Woj, going well for Woj right now in at St. Bonaventure. Is that Olean, New York?
Yeah.
Things must not be going well because they've gotten desperate. Remember, Woj retired from breaking news for ESPN where he was making seven digits. I don't even know what he was making, but it was in the millions. He gave that up because it was such a 24/7 burden on him and his family that he left to do what? To go run a basketball program. Not just any basketball program, one that was near and dear to his heart, St. Bonaventure. He is the GM. You're seeing GMs pop up in college football and now college basketball. And he was going to help them. I don't know what kind of peak they're looking for, what kind of ceiling St. Bonaventure has. But how desperate are they? Woj is now auctioning off select items, memorabilia, and most notably phones to benefit the St. Bonaventure name, image, and likeness program.
Are these from the St. Bonaventure collection or the Adrian Wojnarowski collection?
They are from the Woj Bomb collection. iPhone used to break the Paul George and Kawhi move to the Clippers. Right now, highest offer is at $1,500. He's got the iPhone that he used to break the NBA suspending the season during COVID story. That's at $1,500. You can get an ESPN ID badge, $2,000. No word on whether or not that was shut off. Can you just walk right through? Now, that would be cool. You get to find out. The 2024 NBA draft credential. People have been salivating at that one. $400. You know, where he ruins the entire event by telling you who the players are going to be selected on Twitter before he actually discloses who's going to make the pick on television, before the commissioner gets to do it. So there's a bunch of this stuff. You can even have dinner with Woj. You can have a video call with Woj. Now, that information came down yesterday. And Mitch, what did you say? What did you say in the text thread?
I said, is there a line to charity sometimes? Because I was looking at that. I'm like, this is weird.
It's gone too far, right? Like, who would really be interested in these? And as somebody noted, I think it was Darren Revelle, who is a controversial collector who's in the media. Darren Revelle was like,
he might go bankrupt because Revelle's the guy that would try and buy all this stuff, I think.
Well, he said the opposite, though, Daryl. He said this stuff is worthless. And why is it worthless? He said because nobody has access. You've scrubbed all your phones. There's no information in there. There's no phone numbers in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he would only have to sell one phone. Right. And that would be the end of every NBA player, liaison, agent. Anybody in the front office, I mean, they'd all have to change their phone numbers. What would that phone go for? Anyway, you'd have LeBron James's phone number for at least 20 minutes. I mean, it would be incredible. So I'm kind of with Darren there. Who wants these phones? What are any of these phones or credentials going to do for you? So this is the way he's raising money. And Mitch, when you put that out there, I thought, no, we've got to really think about what memorabilia in Cleveland sports would really bring in the real money. If we were trying to raise money to save CSU wrestling, for instance, okay?
I've got the perfect item.
What are your top items? I would love to hear. I'll go around the room here.
Okay.
I know we sent a little bit of a homework assignment because I wrote some down. And I also wrote down one fake item, and it's up to you to discern.
Which one it is?
Which item is not real. But we've got a bunch of these. And so, Mitch, do you have an item?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I want the projector that was used at the Browns facility that played an explicit movie a couple of years ago.
All right. Now, you remember this story?
Yes, I do.
And people were talking about it yesterday because I guess in one of the offices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that Doge, one of the federal offices that Doge and Elon Musk are raiding and auditing, that somebody put some very graphic AI-generated, let's just say lovemaking, on some of those monitors. Daryl, do you have an item that you think could raise some money? What are we trying to do? We're trying to save CSU wrestling?
Right.
All right, or pick out whatever you want.
I want the bat that Jason Grimsley crawled through the ceiling at the new Comiskey Park.
I love this.
To retrieve for Albert Bell.
Is that not in Cooperstown?
Should be if it isn't.
That is one of the more famous stories, I think, you had a relief pitcher go in to the
umpire's room.
Yeah, and how did he get there?
To swap out the bat. He climbed through the ceiling.
He climbed through the ceiling and through the ducts like he's in an espionage
John McClane.
Movie.
He's John McClane
right.
crawling through the air ducts to get to the umpire room, swapping out bats for Albert Bell so he didn't get busted for corking.
All right, Owen, and I have a little bit of a list.
We are doing Mount Rushmore right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would love to get my hands on the half-used can of lighter fluid that those crazy maniacs used to light LeBron James's jersey on fire.
When,
in 2010.
You mean the TV cameraman?
Yes.
Yeah. When they made it seem like all of Cleveland was burning his jersey. I still haven't seen a Myles Garrett jersey burned yet, by the way.
We've got time.
I think that's important to note because everybody could go viral doing it and no one's done it yet because fans don't really think he's leaving yet.
You know what I'd use that lighter fluid on?
What's that?
Burning the rest of Mitch's Yankee stuff.
Oh, this is perfect. Mitch, come on. This is a great opportunity.
And dozens of dollars.
You know what? You know what phone I want?
I got one in here. Go ahead.
You know what phone I want?
What phone do you want?
I want Ray Farmer's phone.
I got it down there. That's absolutely right.
For texting down to the sideline in the middle of games.
Huge executive texting scandal. Was he suspended by the NFL for that?
Yeah, he got suspended. Yeah. The franchise was fined.
All right, I've got a few other items.
Okay.
We just have to procure the items somehow. But I feel like, you know, it's for charity.
We're just missing the items. Yeah. Other than that, it's, you know, we're all set.
We've got the Trevor Bauer drone
that we thought
immediately ended any World Series hopes. Right? He was working on the drone. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have a Bauer-related item.
Go.
I'd love to have the baseball that he threw over the center field fence in Kauffman Stadium. His last official deed as a Cleveland Indian.
Okay, I like that. I've also got...
Oh, we just got the text of texts.
Are you allowed to read it on the air?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Keith Britton would like the bowl and spoon from the soup J.R. Smith threw at Damon Jones.
I like it. See, you've got everybody percolating here. We'll ask Brian Hoyer coming up if he has any items that he could use. Oh,
you know what I want?
One of his former teammates used. Yeah.
You know what I'm looking for?
Yeah, like the ankle bracelet for Josh Gordon.
Oh, come on.
Kellen Winslow's bike that he spun out in the parking lot.
That's it. We have the surveillance video. Whatever happened to never mind. How about Brandon Whedon's American flag?
Oh, nice. Oh,
and that's a patriot.
Actually, you know what? I know where to procure that. I think it's hanging down in the bowels of Huntington Bank Field right now.
I would love to get a big ticket item in there and get Mike Holmgren's golf cart.
Oh, that's gonna bring in at least six figures.
You know what item that the Browns just replaced? It was the longest tenure Brown. No, not Charlie Hewlett or Joel Bitonio.
Okay.
It was the Mangini boombox on a cart.
He had a boombox on a cart?
He did, and it had been modified through the years by the dozens of head coaches that have rolled through that building, but Kevin Stefanski had it remodeled so the big Eric Mangini boombox cart for practices has been retired by a smaller golf cart version.
They've downsized.
They definitely...
It's analytics.
Well, they downsized...
What happens in 2025?
They downsized it, yes, but it's much louder than the Mangini one.
That's analytics, right?
They got some Rockford Fosgate.
Wasn't it Chudzinski who put the red flashing lights on the Mangini cart?
Oh, I don't even remember. Man, that's taking me back. All right, I got a few final items. I've got the Billy Manziel wig that he rocked in Vegas. I've got the Kaz Tadano DVD collection.
Nice.
And I've got James Karinchak's January 6th shaman outfit.
Wait.
So I think that single-handedly saves CSU wrestling.
100%.
No problem.
Reddit work. He had two real quick online Twitter reactions or X reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said softballs dropped from the terminal tower.
The Bill Vec experiment, right, which killed somebody.
No, the balloons, right?
You know what?
Well, they went up.
I'm thinking of two different things. Yes.
Yeah.
Softballs come down.
We had two different
aerial incidents.
The
turkeys. That was in Cincinnati.
That was.
But the last one, dinner with a homeless guy that Jimmy Haslam consulted for the draft pick.
Oh, Johnny, yeah.
The unhoused. Come on. Oh, yeah, we don't care about words anymore. That's over.
January 20th.
Yeah, it's over. All right, well, you know what? This would be perfect for the coming in hotline.
Yes. Send them in.
If you've got any ideas.
Go to the Odyssey app.
Go to the Odyssey app.
Go favorite 92.3 The Fan.
Yep.
Click right by Listen Live button. There's a microphone button. Click on that. 30 seconds. Tell us what you want to get your hands on from Cleveland's past.